The issues that matter most, right here. The Drew Mariani Show
on Relevant Radio.
Good afternoon, John, in for Drew today. It's John Harper here on the Drew Mariani Show. We're hopeful that you have felt the warmth of God's love today and have shared it with someone else. Boy, warmth, we need it here in the Northeast. It is just raw. Some parts of New England, if you're listening up in Maine to Relevant Radio, yikes, you're getting a lot of snow. Here in the New York area, it's one of those cold rains, you know, where the wind blows and it just kind of cuts through you. Went to 7 o'clock Mass this morning and the church wasn't open yet. And you had to stand outside, and even though it was underneath the portico, wow, that wind just went right through you. And you're probably feeling it at home right now, especially with heating prices continuing to go up. You're trying to keep the thermostat where it is and save as much money as possible. We'll help you with that in the next 10 minutes here on the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. And you've heard that old cliche, the reason for the season, right? So here we are in the season of Christmas, and you would think, since it's right after Labor Day, we get bombarded with Christmas carols and Christmas sales and stuff up in the stores, that we would understand what Christmas is in a generic sense. Of course, as Catholics, you and I understand what Christmas is all about, but you might be surprised. You really might be surprised. We'll unpack that with Father Edward Looney coming up in this hour of the Drew Mariani Show here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. But let's get you caught up to date on a couple of things. You know, you could probably call it the health perfect storm. Triple-demic, that's a brand new word that we're using. That's the flu, RSV, and COVID. You or someone you know may be or has suffered from one of those. And now doctors are adding to that list. They're raising concerns about dozens of strep A cases that have been reported in children. Dr. Wasim Balan is an infectious disease expert. He's at Phoenix Children's Hospital, and he says the availability of medication to treat strep A, it's becoming a real concern.
The shortage of amoxicillin is making it difficult for certain clinics and emergency rooms in terms of what they're going to treat patients who come into the emergency room and have an infection, but they don't need to be hospitalized.
All right, so here we go again with the discussion, the debate. Should we or should we not wear masks, especially when we get together with family and friends this Christmas? Doctors say it might not be a bad idea to wear a mask if you're in a big group of people. Eric Feigl-Dang is an epidemiologist.
A lot of people don't want to hear about wearing masks, but then get boosted. Well, if you're not boosting, if you're not having masks, and I know there are people out there like this, then please, for the love of God, please open a window. Buy HEPA filters for your home.
You know, and speaking of masks, this just in this afternoon, Philadelphia schools are telling students, faculty, start wearing masks again. Because here, especially in the Northeast, we're seeing that triple-demic. And if you haven't heard, the White House has just announced that you can get those free COVID tests again. You get them through the mail. You get four of them for free. You sign up at covidtests.gov. That's covidtests.gov. Yesterday, we were talking about Brittany Griner being released from a Russian prison. Her release about a week ago. She made her first public statement today. It was up on Instagram. She says she's happy to be back home. She's going to spend time with her family. She will work for the release of Marine Sergeant Paul Whelan, who remains in a Russian prison. And Brittany Griner also says that she's going to play in the NBA next season. Also tracking some of the bad weather. We've talked about how cold it is here in New York with the rain. Snow, ice, rain all through the Northeast. Delays this afternoon. Boston, New York, Philadelphia airports. Meantime, portions of the Midwest digging from as much as 30 inches of snow in some places. Yikes. Latest from the Ukraine. Listen to that. Explosions and missile attacks that have hit Kyiv and large portions of the northeastern and the central part of the country. Two people killed in a missile attack on a residential building. And today's barrage of strikes comes after the United States and the European Union have announced additional measures to support Ukraine. Next month, the Pentagon will start training Ukraine soldiers, and the EU is committing $19 billion in aid to that country. A humanitarian crisis is building in a city here in the United States, miles from the Mexican border. Hundreds of migrants, mostly from Central and South America, are coming over the border in El Paso, and they're arriving in downtown Denver, Colorado. Here's Mayor Michael Hancock.
But it's been only recently that they've been arriving here at the volume and without any type of advance notice. that we may have had received previously.
Shelters and charities reaching their breaking points. The mayor, in fact, has declared a state of emergency in Denver.
This declaration will give us another tool in our toolbox to free up and secure resources and streamline processes, including funding and sheltering options to support these folks while they're here.
There had been some speculation that governors from other states were sending those migrants to Denver, but the mayor's office says they found absolutely no evidence of that happening here. Remember when billionaire Elon Musk bought Twitter? He said Twitter is going to stand as this platform for free speech. Yesterday, he changed his mind. He suspended the Twitter accounts of journalists who have written negatively about him. Musk also says those journalists tweeted out his whereabouts, although there's no evidence that's true. Ken Paulson is the director of the Free Speech Center at Middle Tennessee University.
Mr. Musk has proclaimed his commitment to free speech on Twitter, and yet this illustrates the real challenge of supporting free speech in America. You have to support your critics. You have to support those who publish things you don't want on your service.
Much more on that tug of war that's going on. Musk gets a lot of money, by the way, from the United States government. That's for both Tesla, the automobile, and his SpaceX company. These Twitter bans could raise the regulatory heat on those companies. So we'll watch that. Just a couple of things happening here on this Friday afternoon on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Just talking with Maggie, who's one of Drew's producers, and you'll hear Maggie and I pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet in the next hour. We were talking about how much it cost for a gallon of gas. She paid $3.19 this morning. I paid $3.39. Also got a heating bill. The oil company came yesterday afternoon, and I feel like I got a bargain. Maybe you did too when you look at your bill at $4.64 a gallon. You know we're in trouble when you think that's a bargain. Regardless of how you heat your home, you got to dig deeper at a time when we can perhaps least afford it. The heating bills go up as we go into the winter amid soaring inflation and the rising consumer prices. The Department of Energy says natural gas prices this winter are forecast to go up 28%, heating oil up 27%, electricity costs up 10%, propane up 5%. Energy costs will likely be their highest in 15 years this winter, and that poses additional burdens for low- and middle-income families, really for all of us. Phil Flynn watches the markets for the Drew Mariani Show. Phil is senior market analyst and author of The Energy Report at the Price Futures Group and a contributor on Fox Business Network. Phil is here wearing a wool turtleneck, a fuzzy scarf over an alpaca sweater, and he's got his thermostat set at 65. Hello, Phil.
I do have my thermostat at 65, absolutely, and I've got my axe. I think I'm going to have to start cutting down some trees or something because I'll tell you, I mean, the cost of this energy thing is getting crazy, and you mentioned those numbers, you know, the percentages of how much they're going to be up, and that's assuming the base case. If we get a colder winter, it could be double what you're talking about. So it's scary stuff. So
how much of these high prices, how long can we keep blaming Russia?
You know, that is the billion-dollar question, because I think Russia is only a small part of this equation. If you really look at the big picture, John, I think that the reason why we are short of supply is because we became complacent with the energy revolution in this country. I mean, we were producing a record amount of oil and gas, and prices were low, and it's like, oh, we don't like refineries, we don't like oil, you name it. And all of a sudden, we underinvested. We're not producing as much as we could be, and that's a big negative.
And we shut down a lot of the nuclear plants. Yesterday, we were talking about why electricity prices are skyrocketing is because we have shut down all of those other forms of cleaner energy. And we also know that wind and solar are not the panacea that they are painted to be.
They're really not. And in fact, we're going to get a real test maybe right around the holidays in Texas. If you remember just a few years ago, we had the big cold front come through Texas, unseasonably cold temperatures that basically shut down their entire power grid.
Right.
And a big part of that was because they have become more reliant on wind turbines, and the wind turbines failed because they weren't correctly, you know, padded for the cold temperatures, and people died. And so it's a very serious situation, and it's really about short-sighted thinking when it comes to this energy transition that we all are talking about.
Phil Flynn, our guest here on the Drew Mariani Show, and you hear Phil as one of the trusted voices. We're talking about energy and the prices that you and I will pay for natural gas, electricity, propane, heating oil coming up this winter. And we're here to help at 888-914-9149. Kind of curious, depending on what part of the country you're in, what you're paying for any of those heating sources, be it heating oil or propane or natural gas, 888-914-9149. There was this little blip probably, what, a week, 10 days ago when we talked about the price cap. We're going to squeeze Vladimir Putin. We're going to put the price cap. We're going to drain the cap, price cap on the oil. We're going to drain the capital out of his war machine. Can we say that's working? You know, where does that stand now, 10 days later? That just seemed like it was a blip on the radar about a week and a half ago. And where is that today? What's that doing to the prices?
Well, I think the battle is continuing, and you know, right now prices are down not because of the price cap. They're down because we're fearful that the globe is going to go into a recession. The Fed's raising interest rates. In Europe, they're raising interest rates, and they're afraid the economy is going to slow down. But the reality is that the risk of a price cap actually means that prices could go a lot higher. And supplies could become a lot tighter. John, one of the first things I learned from an old trader in the commodity business when I first got into it, he came to me and he said, "Phil, you show me a price cap, I'll show you a shortage." And that's the truth. Price caps create shortages. And just think about this price cap that we're going to have against Russia. Already Russia is saying, "Hey, guys, if prices go up, we're not going to sell it to you," right? And it's not just Russia. If you have to invest in oil, for example, and you know that the market is the market and the market could go up to $100 a barrel, why would you invest in oil if you might not be able to sell it at a particular price where you can make a profit? So it reduces investment. It reduces supply. So ultimately, maybe not today or tomorrow, price caps will lead to a shortage of supply, and that means higher prices.
And it's not like we can fire up a refinery or anything that we've shut down here in the United States like this. It's not flicking a switch or just plugging in a couple of things. It takes time for these plants to get back up online and start producing fuel. So if we turned them on tomorrow, Phil, we probably wouldn't see the fruits of that until, what, February, March maybe?
Maybe even longer than that. It may take years. And because a lot of the refineries that we've shut down are mothballed. So you'd almost have to start off from scratch. We've lost four major refineries in this country. And it's really because of short-sighted thinking. It really is. Because, you know, we all want to get off fossil fuels, and we decided to declare war on fossil fuels in this country, right? You know, we want to cancel pipelines. We don't like pipelines. But the reality is we're going to need fossil fuels, not just for your car or for heating, but we need it to build our roads. We need it to be to run our factories, to keep people warm. So there's so much at play here right now, and this war on fossil fuel has been misguided, and I think to a large degree has exasperated and been a major factor in the war in Ukraine, because Russia realized that they had a stranglehold over Europe and they could use that as a weapon against Europe, and I think we're seeing the downside of short-sighted energy policy.
How could we be that short-sighted here in the United States?
Well, I think we are get too much into politics and ideology. I mean, this is the issue, right? You have the environmental movement. We've got to save the planet. Climate change. It's too late. You know, the sky is falling. You know, if we don't stop investing in fossil fuels, the world's going to end. But the reality is that we've been hearing those scare tactics on the climate for decades, and,
right.
And none of these worst case scenarios that have been predicted have come true, right? And that's not to say that we shouldn't be sensitive to the environment and we shouldn't get off of fossil fuels, but you have to look at the downside of getting off fossil fuels and its impact on the poor and the middle class, you know, because they're the ones that get hurt. You know, these green energy companies, they may start getting rich and they might be building wind farms and, you know, solar panels and all that good thing, but it's going to drive up the cost of fossil fuels that most of the poor and middle class are going to need. It's going to make food more expensive. So there's a real human toll on this bad policy. And I think you're seeing that with the inflation that we're seeing here in the United States and throughout the world.
888-914-9149 are cost about heating your home. This winter is every source of energy is going up, many in the double digits. Phil Flynn watches the markets with a specific focus on energy for us here on the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Janice is in Omaha, Nebraska this afternoon. Janice, what are you paying for heating your home and what do you use?
Well, I use natural gas, and I don't know exactly what I'm paying, and I have a level payment, and it includes gas and water and sewer, but I just got my new level payment, and it went up 25%.
Yeah, you know, and that's happening in a lot of places. And again, Phil, it's impossible to divorce politics from this, and not to pick on any specific politician. But what does it say about the great country of the United States of America, where we're looking at a percentage of the populace who will make a choice of heat or eat, of heating their home or eating a meal this winter? How do we get here?
You know. I mean, we got here because of a bad ideology and I think a misunderstanding of how energy works and how it impacts the economy and everybody's lives, right? You get a lot of politicians, you know, that are getting funded by the green energy movement. You've got young people in school that are, you know, learning, oh, gosh, we got to save the planet. And they have kind of a skewed view of how energy works. I kind of kid around. I talk to people and it's like, I want to go on fossil fuels and stuff. And I try to get off of fossil fuels. I'm going to buy an electric car. You know, I'm going to do this. And I go, well, first of all, your electric car is getting powered, you know, by wind and solar plants and natural gas. Right.
Sure.
And before you get a net positive on the environment, you might have to drive that car anywhere from 20,000 miles to maybe 100,000 miles. And then when you're done driving it, you're going to have this battery that you're going to have to throw away. So they don't think these things through, right? And they don't think of the impact. Now, you look at the Keystone Pipeline, you look at the closing of the refineries, the environmentalists are cheering this. Oh, isn't that great news? But they're not cheering the fact that people are struggling now, and they're struggling in large part because of these policies that have conspired to really drive up prices unlike anything we've seen in decades.
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned that in terms of green energy, and specifically, there's a friend of mine who has a Tesla, and I said, well, what's your electric bill like? And he kind of dodges the answer, and he said, well, you know, I don't have to pay $3.50 a gallon. I said, yeah, but you're not answering the question. I said, where did your electric bill go from month to month? Because you plug in this car all the time. And I was just getting an oil change last Saturday, and just, you know, talking with the mechanic at the gas station that I always go to, and we got on this topic. I said, a friend of mine's got a Tesla, and he said, how old is it? And I said, I think it's probably 5 years old. And he said, oh, you know, 5 to 7 years. Wait till he goes to replace that battery. He said, that battery's seven grand. I said, come on. It's seventh. And that's just one of the batteries that's in a car. Also, if you have a hybrid, even an American-made car, well, Tesla's an American-made car, but, you know, a Ford or a Chevy or anything that's a hybrid, that battery is going to cost you multiple thousands of dollars, and it's going to wear down.
It is. You know, in fact, there was a great video, I think it was on YouTube or one of these, and it was a guy who bought the electric car, and of course, then it came time to replace the battery, and he realized that the cost of the battery was worth more than the value of the car.
Exactly.
So he decided to burn the car, so he lit it on fire. So, I mean, I do not recommend that, by the way.
No.
I'm not telling people to do that, but this is the silliness of it. Every form of energy, I don't care what it is, has a negative downside, right?
Right.
I mean, maybe we should ban fire because it burned down a forest. I mean, you're going to have, you know, plug you can get burned with. You don't want to do that. So there's going to be a negative. So this is what you have to do. You have to find a balance. You know, and listen, you know, fossil fuels are going to be with us for a long period of time. And I'll show you a funny backlash. We just had a report from the Department of Energy today. here we are, we're trying to close down coal plants all over the globe, right?
Right.
And we're trying to reduce energy consumption. Well, because of the war in Ukraine and because of cold temperatures, do you realize that coal usage hit an all-time record high? No, it's like, why? Because we tried to get off fossil fuels. The wind farms failed. The solar panels failed. Yep. There's a disruption of supply. So they're actually reopening coal plants that they closed. And by the way, they can bring those on a lot quicker than they can bring on some refineries.
Sure.
So
sure.
It just shows you the madness of when you don't make a good plan with this transition, and a lot of people get hurt.
I see a future class action lawsuit that you and I can do. We can bring it against the caveman for inventing fire because, you know, you can create a lawsuit over anything as we talk about the high price of fuel, well, however you fuel your house and what it's going to cost this winter. Paul's in Bountiful, Utah, listening to Relevant Radio 1010. Paul, what do you use for heating and how much does it cost?
I use natural gas in Bountiful and I work. So I'm gone most of the day, but like for the bill of October, it was about $48. I just got the bill for what's November because you get the month before and it says it's $118.
Wow.
So it's more than double. And I'm not even home. I'm like, my gosh, if I was home all day and every day, I don't know what it would cost me. So it's really crazy. It's really gone up. I don't know why it's so high. That's outrageous.
The electric provider here where I live, Paul, said, get ready. At least they're telling you. They say, get ready. January, your bill is going to double. It's like, yikes. And I just got the December bill, which includes 2 weeks of the little LED lights on a couple of Christmas trees outside and the Christmas tree in the house. And it's up $30. Yeah. Now, you might say, well, it's only $30. No, it's not $30 because, you know, for those of us who are on fixed incomes, and listen, all of us are on fixed incomes. We all make a certain amount of money. So $30 is $30. Paul, thanks for adding to the conversation. Let's go quickly to Rita in Pennsylvania. Rita, we're talking about energy prices here with Phil Flynn. What are you paying?
I'm paying probably around $100 for natural gas a month, like in the winter. But I also wanted to comment that, everyone wants to move away from fossil fuels, but you're really not going to be able to either because we have so many products from fossil fuels that go into every, like, paint and plastics and lube oils. So it's not just heat, and I think that that's sometimes missed in regards to fossil fuels.
That's an important perspective, isn't it, Phil?
It is. In fact, you know, I was going to say, I bet she looks pretty good wearing her fossil fuels. You realize even the clothes you wear on your back.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, it's made of your gym shoes, a lot of the outfits, your purses, parts of the iPhone. You know, the fossil fuels play such an integral part in the economy and our lives. And you know, we hear like, oh, these oil companies are doing so much damage to the environment. We need to sue them. We need to take away their profits. And while we have to be respectful in the environment, let's look at the flip side. Look at how many positive attributes come from fossil fuels. You know, it saves people lives. There's a lot more people that are not dying because they can keep their air conditioner on in the summer or turn their heat on in the summer. And, you know, I mean, I was kind of kidding when I was driving in New York. There is a state congressman. I think his name is state senator, actually. I think his name is Zellner Myrie, and he wants to sue the oil companies for their carbon footprint. And I'm saying in New York, I think they're trying to reduce their carbon footprint by not putting asphalt in the pot, you know, the potholes.
Right. Yeah.
You know, that's where, you know, that's made out of fossil fuels. Maybe they should work on the roads a little bit before they save the planet.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. They've got some crazy plan here in New York. They're putting Jello in it or rice pudding or something. So it's just, you know, it's never ever going to be fixed. And I don't think any road is ever going to be 100% here in New York, but it's something that will continue to follow. And listen, we're all in this together with natural prices. Natural gas prices forecast to be up 28% and heating oil 27%. And that's if we have a relatively normal winter. We'll continue to follow this. Phil Flynn, senior market analyst and author of The Energy Report at the Price Futures Group. Phil, as always, thank you. Have a very Merry Christmas.
You too, my friend. God bless you.
Take care. And speaking of Christmas, you might be surprised on how Americans look at Christmas. We'll explain that and go in-depth with Father Looney coming up next here on The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Your news. The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Your news now.
This hour sponsored by Creative Planning. How are you aligning your financial plan with your Catholic values? Is your Catholic faith influencing your financial future? More info, including disclosures, at creativeplanning.com/Catholic Focus.
This is The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Oh, come Emmanuel.
That is one of my favorites. Probably because it's one of the few that I can actually sing in key, but it's just so beautiful, and it really is the theme of Advent and also prepares you for the Christmas season. If somebody asked you today what the real meaning of Christmas is, well, chances are you and I as Catholics would have an answer that would be very different from those who are not in the faith. And you and I certainly start hearing Christmas tunes, and we see all of the Christmas stuff right after Labor Day. And of course, that would suggest that as people and as a culture, we know the meaning of Christmas. Not so. Think about this, three quarters of people in an Ipsos poll agree that most Americans have forgotten the real meaning of Christmas. You've heard the cliche, the reason for the season. Perhaps now it's time to focus on that reason. Of course, the true light that will come into the world is 9 days from now. We know that as Catholics. But you ever wonder why three quarters of the people in this Ipsos poll, it's over 1,000 folks, they took it just a week ago, are saying, wait a minute, we have forgotten the real meaning of Christmas. Let's go in depth with Father Edward Looney, who's a priest of the Diocese of Green Bay, the pastor of two parishes in the diocese. He's also a member of the Mariological Society of America and has researched, written, spoken about the apparitions received by Adele Bryce in Champion, Wisconsin. In addition to other topics on Mariology, you can find him online at edwardlooney.com. Father Looney, it's good to reconnect with you here on the radio. And may I just say a thank you, because very often I'm in the car and I hear you celebrating the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass at 12 noon Central Time here on Relevant Radio. And the car has really become a chapel for me. Even though I've gone to Mass in the morning, your homilies are so targeted and so focused in the few moments that you have on the radio that they've really become spiritual direction for me. And I want to thank you, because you have elevated my Advent with your homilies.
Well, thanks so much, John, for that, and yeah, for allowing me to have this conversation with you today.
It's good to have you on. Does the fact that three quarters of people polled just a week ago say we've forgotten the real meaning of Christmas, does that surprise you?
I would say it's surprising, yes, because I think people grew up knowing the real meaning of Christmas, that church was a part of their lives, that they've heard this story. And you know, that's something that sometimes I focus on, is that we've heard the story of Christmas so often. Like, it's ingrained within us. We know it. But how can we appreciate that story? And so maybe it's we no longer appreciate that story of Christmas as the evangelists Matthew and Luke tell it.
And perhaps this is a call for all of us as Catholics to really become the evangelists. Certainly right now and 9 days from now. So, you know, this is perhaps the gift of faith and the gift of bringing the real meaning of Christmas to some of those folks, probably within our own families, who have lost what this season is all about.
Yeah, you know, there was this very powerful movie that was just in the theaters, actually. It was from Sight and Sound Theater, which people might be familiar with from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, or from Branson, Missouri. They have a theater there. They do biblical productions. And they did a movie that was called I Heard the Bells, and it was about Longfellow's poem, Christmas Bells, which has been turned into a song, I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day. That's the opening lines. And this movie really, I think, captured, you know, for Longfellow, he had a tragedy in his life where his wife dies, his son goes off to fight in the Civil War, and so all of these things are weighing on him. And he stops writing. He stops, in a sense, believing. But then eventually he realizes that the bells are ringing on Christmas Day. They're calling him to faith. and that he needs to be the bell that rings up once again. And I think for all of us, you know, you said we need to evangelize our families. Well, we have to be the bell that rings in people's homes that Christ is born, and to bring that great news into their lives.
Understanding here that this is the secular and the spiritual merging here, but do you feel, Father Looney, that perhaps we have become a little numb towards Christmas because radio stations start playing Christmas music nonstop in October? While it's a novelty and we may enjoy that, we have just stretched what this special season is about, even from a secular standpoint, to the point where it just doesn't mean anything because it's always there.
Yeah, I think that's probably a good assessment. And I get it. People like putting up the Christmas tree. You know, in December, when I finally put up my tree, there's something about coming home and the house is all dark and I'm walking in and there's the Christmas light. Like, for whatever reason, the Christmas tree brings me great hope and joy, and there's a sense of peace and serenity. So I get it. You want that. And so maybe that's why people do it. And I've seen like comments about that on social media from people like, don't judge me. I put my tree up already, but it just changes my mood when it's up. And so there is that secular mentality then, I think, that seeps into there.
As it does here as well. 888-914-9149. I put my tree up. It was in December. Yeah, it was the first weekend of December. 888-914-9149. Father Edward Looney is our guest online at edwardlooney.com. And, of course, you hear Father celebrate the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass many times every weekday at noon Central here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. This Ipsos poll saying that 3/4 of Americans have lost the true meaning of Christmas. We're curious, what does Christmas mean to you? And how will you communicate that to your family in the coming days and weeks? 888-914-9149. What does Christmas mean to you? And how will you share that with your family? 888-914-9149. What's interesting, Father Looney, when you go into this Ipsos poll, when you look at the demographics, there are slightly lower numbers for those ages 18 to 49 than those over the age of 49, but they're pretty close in terms of agreement that most Americans have forgotten the real meaning of Christmas. So this is not just one group, although it skews a little bit older, but not enough to say, well, okay, it's just those of us who are baby boomers who feel that Christmas is kind of gone, the spirit of Christmas has been gone. Now, this kind of goes right across the populace.
Yeah, and when I was in school, you know, I'm only 33 years old, but when I was in high school, there were some of my peers. They didn't grow up with any religion. They weren't baptized. They didn't go to church. They had no conception of what Christmas actually was. So I think as we move kind of into this direction of a post-Christian society and whatnot, where people are saying, well, I want my kid to choose the faith. I'm not going to give them a faith. I'm not going to have them baptized. Well, you are going to have this where they don't know that Christ is the reason that we celebrate Christmas, because maybe they haven't heard the Christmas story themselves.
Exactly. Father Edward Looney, our guest, talking about the true meaning of Christmas. And what is it for you, and how will you communicate that with your family? Our number is 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. What can, now as a pastor, you're a pastor of two parishes up in the Door Peninsula of Wisconsin in the Diocese of Green Bay. What are you doing this Advent to prepare your flocks for Christmas? And how will you communicate what this true meaning of Christmas is past December 26th, when a lot of us start taking decorations down because the Christmas season goes all the way to February 2nd?
Yeah, and that was an interesting thing brought out in the poll, too. They asked the question, when do you think Christmas decorations should come down? And a lot of them said early January. Some felt that maybe mid-January was okay as well. But that's the reality, too. And right now we have, like, people in the secular sense are celebrating the 12 days of Christmas leading up to Christmas, whereas we celebrate 12 days of Christmas leading from December 25th to January 6th. So there always has to be that reminder of people, like, this is an ongoing season. And so, you know, I guess during the Advent season, what I've been doing is I've actually been doing like a little social media show talking about the Jesse tree and going through kind of how the Old Testament leads us into the New Testament. And you know, that's one way that I've prepared, helping them to see and to realize that the story of Jesus was something that's been anticipated for so long in the biblical narrative.
And it's interesting, in my parish, we don't have Christmas parties, societies, and just different clubs within the parish. There are no Christmas parties until after Christmas, because that's the way it should be, again, in those 12 days after Christmas leading up to the Epiphany on January 6th. And it also refocuses the congregation on the true meaning of what the season of Advent is all about, Father.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, we're celebrating Christmas so much already before with work parties and such. And so for the church kind of to enter that arena probably isn't the best, you know, overscheduling stuff. So some of it's just practical. But as you mentioned, it's also that spiritual component of the fact that this is really when we should celebrate. We should be preparing and then we should be celebrating.
You know, and thinking out loud, and Patrick Gaylog, one of the producers on the program, raises an interesting point, and I think it's a valid one. I'm wondering if the same mindset is starting to creep into holidays like Easter and Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I would say so, definitely. I think that Easter is less observed in society and culture today than Christmas. There's still something about Christmas. There's a novelty that you also have our Jewish brothers and sisters celebrating Hanukkah right around that time. So there's a sense of celebration with all religions. But Easter, that's one that, I've noticed that even like mass numbers are lower at Easter time than they are at Christmas.
Yeah, so we have a real opportunity, certainly with a lot of faces that we may only see at Christmas, to evangelize them and to explain why we're there, especially in light of this Ipsos poll that shows, and this was conducted between December 9th and December 11th, so it's only a few days ago, and the panel is 1,023 adults and three quarters, actually 75%. Agree that Americans have forgotten the real meaning of Christmas. 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. What is the true meaning of Christmas for you? How will you communicate that as a faith-filled Catholic? How will you bring that light of Christ to someone else this Christmas? Perhaps a member of your own family who has walked away from their faith, or that member of the family or a friend that you might see at your parish for either Christmas Eve or Christmas Day at Mass. How will you bring the true meaning of Christmas to them? 888-914-9149. We'll get to your calls coming up next as we continue our conversation with Father Edward Looney here on the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
A look at Christmas you won't get anywhere else. The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
The Relevant Radio studio line is sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters, flexible premium life insurance. You know, for less than $12 a month, a 40-year-old can get $500,000 of coverage. Go to relevantradio.com/forester today. An Illinois Life Insurance Society, not available in all states.
Somehow it doesn't mean very much unless you've got someone to share it with.
This is the Drew Mariani Show, the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. Coming up next.
John Harper in for Drew this afternoon. 9 days before Christmas, in an Ipsos poll, three quarters of Americans say that we have forgotten the real meaning of Christmas. Let me break that down for you. It varies a little bit based on party affiliation and religion. For example, Christians are more likely, 84%, to think Americans have forgotten the real meaning of Christmas compared to those who don't identify with any religion. But even those who don't identify, that's 60% saying we've forgotten the real meaning of Christmas. 888-914-9149. What is the real meaning of Christmas, and how will you bring the truth of the light of Christ into someone's life this Christmas? Our conversation with Father Edward Looney, who's a priest of the Diocese of Green Bay, Wisconsin, the pastor of two parishes, and of course a frequent celebrant of the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass here on Relevant Radio. Radio and the Relevant Radio app. You can find him at edwardlooney.com. 888-914-9149 as we talk about the real meaning of Christmas. Sanjay is joining us in Livermore, California. Sanjay, welcome to the Drew Mariani Show.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well.
Okay, I'm so glad that I was listening and I felt that energy to give you a call. Even though I'm not a Christian, I'm a Hindu. But I believe this festival is one of the best festivals, which gives good energy And even though you don't know each other, instead of, you know, giving gifts and to your friends and family and all, just say hello to your unknown person and say happy holidays, Merry Christmas. And everybody is open for that wish. So that is the best part of it. And especially to give somebody, yes.
Now, Sanjay, I was going to ask you, as a Hindu, what is it about Catholic radio? What is it about Relevant Radio that has attracted you to this apostolate?
Yeah, because I was listening all about the Christianity. I was saying, what is the real meaning of Christmas? And because my kids, they always have Christian friends. They go to the church. And to feel that, even last year, I went to Rome. I went to Vatican. I wanted to know what exactly is there. What is attracting my kids more than Hinduism? So I went there, I felt it, I learned it, and my next place, I have to go to Jerusalem to know more about that, because I want to be part of that, what they are believing.
Father Looney, it really sounds like the Holy Spirit's at work in Sanjay's family's life.
Yeah, definitely. Yes, exactly. And it's interesting, you know, because something draws you in. So you, I see this a lot with parents of individuals who've gone on to be priests or who have gone on to be religious nuns or brothers, that they weren't their family didn't practice, but they came to faith in college at the Focus or something like that, and that ignited something within them, and so now their parents are seeking and trying to understand why it is their child would pursue that way of life. So that's interesting that her children are kind of that inspiration as well.
Sanjay, thank you. God bless you. We look forward to another conversation with you. Thanks for listening to Relevant Radio. Audrey's in Naperville, Illinois, as we talk about the fact that 75% of Americans, according to this Ipsos poll taken only just a few days ago, have forgotten the real meaning of Christmas. Audrey, for you and your family, the real meaning of Christmas, how will you bring Christ's life into someone else's life?
Thank you for taking my call. But I was calling about was the fact that I have music going, I've got lights going, I've got Bethlehem up. We talk about the true meaning of Christmas, but I have a caregiver on the weekends with my husband who is a Muslim and very strong Muslim, and he believes in God. We've had conversations, not horribly in-depth, but I'm working on it, about Muhammad, and yes, they believe Jesus is the prophet, but he's not the son. God never had a son. And I just, with the holiday, him going to be at our home on the 24th and 25th, I have kind of anxiety within me, because I think the joy that we experience is certainly not, he will see the joy that we have on a small scale, but I don't know what else to do. Is there anything I can do?
Any suggestions, Father Looney?
If I'm not mistaken, I know in the Quran for Islam, you know, Jesus is mentioned there. And I think that the story of Jesus's birth, and I could be mistaken here, but I think that he would know the story of Jesus in that sense from his own faith tradition, and know that he was born and of Mary. And I know the Quran references Mary more times than the actually Christian Bible
yes.
does. So,
yes, he has said
so
that, and Jesus is considered a great prophet, but that's where they leave him at. He's a great prophet, but he's not the son. Yeah. God never had a son. God never had a son. I've heard that from him, I bet, a half dozen times. So I guess I have to reference Scripture.
Audrey, have you ever said to him that I'm going to pray for you or we pray for you? What's his reaction if you've had that conversation with him?
Oh, he will. He'll pray along. And on Sundays we have the Mass on, and he always respects that. But he doesn't ask questions, and I don't talk about, you know,
sure.
too much of what's going on.
Audrey, thanks so much for adding to the conversation, and let us know how that turns out. That's quite interesting in our conversation here on the Drew Mariani Show about this Ipsos poll that shows that 75% of most Americans say that we've forgotten the real meaning of Christmas. And when you go along religious lines, Christians, for example, are more likely, 84%, to think that we as Americans have forgotten the real meaning of Christmas. And we're talking about that real meaning of Christmas to you and how you communicate that with your family and friends. Father Edward Looney is our guest, and Barbara's joining us in Los Angeles, listening to Relevant Radio 93KHJ. Hello, Barbara.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for doing this show. This is so important because that's exactly what occurred to me in the past couple of weeks as I'm busy figuring out. I live in L.A. I'm in my 70s and figuring out how to send gifts. And I went, wait a second. What is the most important thing that I can do for my sisters, but this generation, my nieces and nephews in their 40s and the kids below them, right? And so I thought, no, some of the nieces and nephews have been catechized a little bit, but not very much. So I thought, what is the thing that I know the most? I know Jesus, why we're doing this, what is this all about? So the Lord put on my heart, just make sure that they have a creche scene. You know, everybody in their house should have a little manger scene. Put it in a special place. Put a little light on it. If you have a Bible, put it on the table. But we're going to look at Jesus, baby Jesus, and we're going to realize that this is all about him. The other thing is I had sent them books over the years of the real Christmas story, the kids' books, the grown-up books, right? So read your family the real story out of the Bible, those little scriptures in Luke. And you can also read the Santa Claus, the secular story, so that the kids know that there's two ways to look at Christmas. There's the Santa Claus stuff, which is good and part of our culture that you should know, but the real, real meaning is the Christian story, which is about the life of Christ. So get that major scene, put it in your house, honor it, wherever it is, and pay attention to that.
Barbara, that's awesome. Do you want a show on Relevant Radio?
Sure, I could use some extra income. No, the thing I'm the most excited about is that you guys just talk Christ all day long, and that's the most important thing. You educate, you love the Lord, you answer questions, you are focused on Christ, and that is exactly what we need, what the whole world needs, exactly.
That is so kind of you to say that. Let me recommend another book, The Christmas Miracle of Jonathan Toomey. It's a wonderful read to the kids as well. And Barbara, you have a very Merry Christmas as we have our conversation with Father Edward Looney about the true meaning of Christmas. Mary's in Minneapolis listening to Relevant Radio 1330. Hi, Mary. Welcome to the Drew Mariani Show.
Hello. How are you?
We're blessed to have you on.
How you are.
We're blessed. Great to have a conversation with you, Mary. How are you keeping the spirit of Christmas alive and bringing that light of Christ into someone else's life, both big and small?
Well, I do a couple little things that are really easy to do. One is to get the religious stamps for cards and everything that goes out that needs a stamp on it. So it's usually it's Mary and Jesus on the stamps. And then I use I use the cards that have the nativity scene on the front of them, and then say God bless you, of course, inside the card. And then the other thing I do, which isn't because of Christmas, it's just because I say God bless you to people who I talk to, and I talk to a lot of people, and I usually end up just saying God bless you, and that's what I do. So thank you.
Well, thanks for saying that. And also, Father, I'm sure you've seen that, and you probably have these on your Christmas cards as well, as we talk about the true meaning of Christmas, and certainly the beautiful Christmas stamps, the religious Christmas stamps, if you will, that's what I ask for in the post office, of Mary and the baby Jesus are just exquisite this year. Have you seen those?
I haven't seen them yet. I haven't gone to buy my Christmas stamps, but I remember last year they had a very unique stamp, and it was a special title of Our Lady, and I looked up the title and learned about the devotion. So it was an educational moment even for me to see the stamp last year. So, yeah, it's just a subtle way to bring the religious sense of Christmas into somebody's home, whether they're a believer or not.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's interesting, when I was getting Christmas cards this year, I realized that I did not have any secular Christmas cards for those non-Christian friends. And I thought, well, wait a minute. No. You know, it's so easy to fall into that trap yourself. And I said, no, I have these, I'm going to get these beautiful cards that reflect my faith, reflect who I am. And you just never know. We'll just drop some of those seeds of the Holy Spirit through the message of that card into someone's life. And we'll see what happens from there as we talk about the true meaning of Christmas. Father Edward Looney, of course, one of our priests that you hear celebrate the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass at noon central here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Find him online at edwardlooney.com. Merry Christmas, Father.
Yeah, same to you and everybody at Relevant Radio.
Thank you so much. We pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet with your prayer intentions next on the Drew Mariani Show here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.